Verulam Sports.
Hello again and welcome to Verulam Sports Podcasting. And I tell you, fans of sport, you must be beginning to feel enthused. We're coming out of lockdown and there's a whole heap of things happening. Hurrah! And tell us about a whole heap of exciting baseball action that's going to be happening in and around Hertfordshire. We are joined on the line by a GB under-19 and under-23 international. He is now the director of youth development at the wonderful Hearts baseball franchise. It is the amazing William Zucker. William, welcome. How do you do?
Yeah, not too bad. Thank you. How are you, Tony?
Hey, we're doing really, really well. Like I say, enthused for life. We're coming out of lockdown and exciting times. But my goodness me, Will, before we drill into this exciting youth baseball league, which is going to be kicking off very soon, quite keen to learn a little bit more about yourself, really. What got you into baseball? Were you a cricketer who found a different sport, or what was it?
It was indeed. So I used to play a lot of cricket, but I'm also half Japanese. So went over to Japan, watched baseball, loved it, wanted to go play here, ended up playing a lot of 2020 cricket. And nice. Ended up finding Hearts baseball, which was a really good experience. And played a lot longer than I expected. And here we are now, I guess.
And it turns out that you're rather good at this. I mean, you know, elite level, GB International, under 19 and under 23. And as you say, a product of that Hearts Youth kind of development program. Just talk to me about that development for you and how the GB calling came about.
Sure. So I think I was about 14 when I started playing for Hearts. I had a cricketing background, as mentioned, and then played a lot and went to the what's known as the GB Academy. And that's okay. Where I started to really get into a lot of more of the sort of technical details and, sure. Best in class training. And originally didn't get into the under 15 GB team, but wanted to make the under 18s, under 19s and was fortunate enough to be picked. And was able to carry on. And it's been a good journey with both Hearts and with GB, but been really good fun, actually.
Well, I love the way that you say they're fortunate, because I think it reflects a nice, a humble way of approaching life. But at the end of the day, that is a mighty high standard that you've got yourself to there. And you mentioned there the technicalities of things, because I would never pitch myself as an expert on baseball. I love to kind of watch the MLB when it's on. And obviously it was wonderful. Some big players and came over to London recently. Batting and then obviously fielding. And is it kind of considered offense and defense? And where do you sit in terms of the fielding aspect of the game?
Sure. So I play in the infield. So baseball split between the infield and the outfield in terms of fielding positions. And then you have a pitcher and a catcher who is kind of similar to the bowler and a wicketkeeper in cricket. Mm-hmm. So I play within the infield in what's known as shortstop or second base. Nice. So the middle of the infield. It's been good, but I guess at youth level you're always told to play sort of different positions.
Sure.
And you start to develop in certain roles, and I guess infielders and outfielders would be hitters, and the pitchers are usually just dedicated, similar to cricket, with bowlers being bowlers predominantly rather than batsmen, and that's the usual split there.
But again, from a young age, it's important, isn't it, to just experience as much as possible. But it seems to me that a real love for this great sport of baseball has a journey to taking you upon. And that's great successes along the way, not only those GB levels, as we've discussed, but also at university, where I think you were rather instrumental up at Durham, Harry Potter country, where you created some magic and created almost their baseball program, culminating in 2017 Youth Coach of the Year. So tell me a little bit about that journey.
Yeah, that was a great journey, actually. Probably one of the best journeys I've had with just in terms of with baseball as well. I set up Durham University Baseball Club alongside a colleague, Gabriel Fidler, who does a lot of work in baseball journalism at the moment as well. Big shout out to him. And yeah, no, we built up, I guess it was at first just us two throwing, and by the end we had about 70 members, and it was a really good, committed team. Everyone came to trainings, and just a really good community atmosphere. And we were really fortunate to have just such a nice, good team, strong bond. And yeah, we went out to win the 2016 Autumn National Championship and 2018 Championship as well, which was huge for us. And yeah, it was a great journey for us and the team. So really enjoyed that journey, actually.
Hey, I mean, listen, from an idea, you two guys got together and really did the business. That is fantastic. Well, Will, I'll tell you what, I'm excited now to learn about the Hearts Youth Baseball League. And it sounds to me that under your stewardship, with that pedigree, they're in for an awful lot of fun and an awful lot of success. Tell me a little bit more about this important project.
Absolutely, I hope so. I mean, so for me personally, youth baseball had always been, you know, where I started out, and it was always something which I really loved personally from just a, you know, experience standpoint. It was something which, I guess, taking one step back, I was always a bit more of a slightly more shy, nervous kid who, you know, wasn't, and you know, ever really an elite athlete or anything like that. And I guess with baseball, with youth baseball in particular, really was able to take me from, you know, allow me to grow in confidence, allow me to really hustle, really play hard. And I guess I really want to bring that experience for the youth, youth and baseball in particularly within Hearts, but all across the country, I guess, in general, just to make sure, you know, people can actually have a dream to really play hard, really want to do something. And because I think when you can do that, you really will see sort of different areas which, you know, you might not have thought it would be possible to really experience, you know, go on to play internationally, you know, go play abroad, or even if it is just within a park, but just having a lot of fun. And that's the sort of program I'd like to build for the Hearts Youth program.
I'm loving the vision there, and you're kind of living proof of all of the above. Obviously, you know, again, in the States, baseball is big business. As I say, it was fantastic that some of the big guys came over to our shores, and I'm sure that will happen again in the near future. But it remains the case, doesn't it, that baseball here in the UK is kind of a fledgling sport, a little bit of a niche one. So if somebody's listening to this and pondering to themselves, well, I'm not quite sure about this baseball malarkey, what would you say to them, Will?
Sure. I mean, it's a good point. And, you know, it's definitely a fair point that, you know, baseball's a smaller sport, but try it out. And that goes for the same, obviously, with baseball from, you know, from a sort of selfish perspective. You know, I'd love to have a lot more kids coming in, but I think definitely try out different sports and, you know, see what things work for you, see what things don't work for you. But for me personally, particularly within this Hearts Youth Programme, what I would like is for people to come in, really enjoy themselves, and be able to dream big, be able to think about the next steps which they really want to take, those sort of next things which you look back on, you know, in 10 years time, and you think, I'm really glad I did that. That was a really, really good experience. And that's the sort of program I'd like, really want to make a Hearts Youth Baseball program to be. But yeah, I mean, for your youth kids, yeah, definitely try out as many sports as possible. I guess it'd probably be the one good thing, and hopefully baseball comes into that as well.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what, you could certainly gain from your knowledge here. And I think if you are listening, this does sound absolutely fantastic. Give it a try, and you could well fall in love with the sport and get those dreams big, because Will Zucker, case in point, has shown by example of exactly what the kind of wonderful journey that baseball can take you on. So, coming back now to the Hearts Youth Baseball League, it's aimed at, and I love this, it kind of very inclusive, isn't it? Boys and girls aged 16 to 14. And I guess, Will, you're talking anybody from somebody who's just a novice, never even picked up a bat, maybe a few to those slightly more seasoned youngsters.
Sure. And I think that's, precisely it. I think myself and Aspie, the co-director for Hearts Youth Baseball Programme, we really wanted to make sure it was as inclusive as possible. And I think that sort of 6 to 14 category would really be able to catch, I guess, you know, the sort of people we want to have. And especially the sort of boys and girls aspect is something which I really wanted to push out for as well. You know, I think it's always good to have the sort of infrastructure in place to make sure that there's, you know, that sort of equality within sports and really drive it out as well. Hearts, I believe, has done some good work as well in female baseball as well, and would really want to drive that out at a youth level as well. But yeah, keep it as really competitive and see where it goes, I guess, from there.
Yeah, listen, it just sounds to me like it really will be a stunning opportunity for young people to really gain and, you know, just learn a new skill, master a skill, and who knows. And you guys, you're looking at ultimately a couple of divisions, really, it sounds like. Four league teams in each age group, and there's two venues. Can you just fill in the gaps there, please?
Absolutely. So the two venues I'll start with, first of all. So we have one in Basinghill, which is near Golders Green in North London. And we also have our home field in Hemel Hempstead near Grove Hill as well.
And that's been given an awful lot of development, hasn't it? I mean, that's one of the, I guess, amongst the envy of many of the big teams around the UK, I would say, at the moment.
Absolutely. I think having two locations is quite rare. I might be one of the only teams, actually, come to think of it. So I think it's a huge huge opportunity for people both in, well, both locations. But I guess by car, I would say it's about half an hour drive to each from one to the other. So, yeah, not too far away. So I guess the hope would be to grow out both programmes, you know, a North West London programme as well as the Hemel Hempstead programme. And get the best talents within that sort of North London, Hemel Hempstead and Hertfordshire area and really create a great youth programme, which we can hopefully culminate all together.
May the 8th, I believe, is when we're ideally aiming for this to get real. But I believe you're looking at organising some open days for people just to dip their toe in. Maybe it isn't for everybody, but if you do go to an open day, come on, what have you got to lose? You could well gain an awful lot. And I know that you've been inspired by the kind of American razzmatazz. It's going to be kind of a bit of a carnival, a very family-orientated open day scenario. When are they anticipated to be? And just tell us a little bit more.
Sure. I guess Corona has made it slightly more difficult to schedule those. But I believe it would be around that sort of May period. Dates TBD, but they will be confirmed soon. I guess in terms of the actual events themselves, we do want to make it, I guess, kind of like a theatre to make sure, you know, it's something which you kind of come into and you feel like, wow, you're part of something. It's not just, with no disrespect, to kick about on a Sunday. It's something which, you know, parents can get involved in as well as, you know, have a food stand, have music, have that atmosphere of something which is close as possible to a professional environment. And I think that would be something which, you know, could draw kids in and, you know, people could really enjoy and really love the sports and see the sort of culture which baseball can bring, as I think that's something which is definitely unique within the UK.
They do that so well, though, don't they, out in the States? It's not just a game, you know, the whole thing, it's a experience, isn't it?
And absolutely.
I don't think that's something that would, here in the UK, generally speaking, we've mastered yet. So I love that you're taking the lessons and almost the model proven to work out in America and are looking to give our youngsters here in Hertfordshire a little flavour of that.
Absolutely. I think it's it would be a great opportunity for people to experience something different. I guess, you know, being locked down in for God knows how long, maybe around a year now, basically, you know, people want to
I can't even remember pre-lockdown. I just feel like this is where are we going, what's next?
This is normal life now, isn't it? But going back into it, everything, and kind of seeing things open up and seeing interacting with a lot more people and really feeling a buzz around the place, I think that's kind of thing which we want to really sell ourselves on and really see the growth of people and just enjoying themselves, having a really good time. That of course that's the kids, but parents, the friends, family and everyone, I guess, to be involved in that and really create a truly special environment, I guess, is kind of what we'd be hoping to achieve.
And I tell you, I've got every faith that this is going to be exactly what we are all going to be experiencing very, very soon indeed. It's been good for me over the years to speak to Chris Hitch, head coach of the Falcons, a guy I'm sure you know really well. And that's always struck me, even without this new innovative Hearts Youth Baseball League that you're looking to be instrumental in developing, just about the Hearts baseball family, really, is how it has always been focused, obviously, on the results. You do want to win. You guys have been out in Europe and very, very successful. but also cultivating the love of the sport and that family ethos. So I guess that fusion of professionalism with family fun focus is a really, really wonderful dynamic that I think's been cultivated for many years just in the culture at Hearts Baseball. So interesting to see that that's going to feed in to this new league.
Absolutely. And as part of that Falcons team, I think it is really important to have that. I guess not just having the I guess it's not one or the other. I guess some teams kind of see professionalism as just you have to be as professional as possible, just go and win. But I'm actually kind of on the slightly opposite of spectrum in the sense that having that sort of community sense of having wanting to play for one another, that actually improves your chances of winning as well. And I think both of those feed into each other. And I think taking it back to the youth program as well, having people wanting to play each other for each other and having the desire to win as a collective and as a group will be a bigger sort of lesson for general youth and general life, I guess, in general.
Absolutely.
To push on to that. And I think that's something which, again, is something I would really like to emphasize and just really have a one sort of one team mentality, one community mentality, one family mentality, and really drive that on. And hopefully it leads to good success, but it'll be good for the kids hopefully as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been great for me to have this conversation. I'm pumped. I think this is going to be a roaring success. I'm sure people listening are quite excited themselves. Where can they go for more information?
Sure. So if you can check on heartsbaseball.com, that will be a lot of the information is there. And there'll be dedicated pages for the youth programs as well there. So if you are looking to sign up, please click on the link and sign up as they are already going ahead. But more the merrier. So look forward to seeing as many people there.
Are you filling up fast? It's going to be a huge success. If you're intrigued, if you want to learn more, well, once again, remind us of that website, please.
So that is heartsbaseball.com. That should be nice and easy. But it should be on the main page, Hearts Youth Baseball League. Click there and sign up.
Hey, sounds an awful lot of fun. Will, it's been a pleasure for me to talk with you tonight. It's been great to learn about your personal baseball odyssey. And I'm sure this is going to be a tremendous program. I'd like to wish you and everybody there at Hearts Baseball all the continued success and happiness. And thank you once again for your time just now.
Perfect. Thank you very much for your time as well, Tony. And look forward to speaking again.
Definitely. Thank you.